real intelligence. Part 2. Opinions. One of the jobs of our intellect is to form opinions and educated guesses based on evaluating information. Whenever we need to make a decision, we first evaluate the options. The intellect is vital to our process of choice, and when we choose intelligently, we are more likely to get the results we want. If we choose based on inadequate or faulty information, we are more likely to get results we didn't want. Some people identify with their opinions. They feel that their opinions are themselves. They feel personally attacked or insulted when someone challenges their opinions. Some people are proud of their opinions, like children with their first artwork. Some feel their own opinions are superior and that they, therefore, are superior. Tribal behavior includes adopting particular opinions, attitudes, and social rules in exchange for acceptance and protection. Members of such groups often feel superior to outsiders. Tribal groups are ubiquitous in human society, from the outback to prestigious universities, from religious organizations to institutions of power and finance. People can identify with and be proud of their beliefs as well, despite the fact that beliefs, by definition, are impossible to prove or verify with material evidence. Just because something cannot be verified with material evidence does not mean it's untrue or unreal, however. Belief is potent, but believing in something does not make it true. Conversely, disbelieving in something does not make it untrue or ineffective. Sometimes people hang on to their opinions as if their lives depended on it, even if an issue is not their business or within their purview. Some resent other people who hold different opinions. Resentments based on a difference of opinion can last long after an issue has ended. Most people seem to think we should have opinions about everything: what sports coaches ought to do, what heads of state ought to do, what famous people ought to do, even though they are in charge of their own business and we don't know all the information they do. Underinformed opinions are useless. Opinions are something we create, and we can change them at will. Information changes our opinions, and ought to. Opinions, no matter how learned or intelligent the expert, are not necessarily correct. It's important to remember how many accepted ideas have been proven completely wrong. For hundreds of years, Europeans believed that a boat would fall off the earth if it sailed to the edge of the ocean. Until Pasteur and the microscope, people believed life could arise spontaneously from inert matter. Einstein's universe, the idea that the universe is a constant size, was shown to be incorrect. Expert authorities often disagree vehemently about matters in their fields. Claims that have been printed in standard textbooks and opinions of Nobel Prize winners have been proven totally wrong. The majority of humanity can be wrong all at the same time. We also don't realize how much our opinions are influenced and manipulated by others. A single Facebook ad on election day in 2010 increased voter turnout in one county by 280,000 compared to a control county where the ad was not shown. University of California San Diego research in Florida. It is easy to introduce bias using such ads. It is embarrassing and especially difficult for intelligent people to realize how much we are influenced unaware and how many of our opinions actually aren't our own. We really don't need to formulate opinions about most issues or other people's lives. It is only necessary to form an opinion when we must make a decision based on that opinion. We can simply keep the information and the issues on the shelf. We can utilize our intellect to analyze only things that really matter to our lives and affect our decisions. Unnecessary opinions clutter our minds, clog our thinking, and drain our energy. When we keep issues and information on the shelf, not forming opinions about them, we have less bias and fewer old, fixed opinions. We are more open, learn more quickly, and have much more mental energy.